Good morning. I'm Pastor Don Winsberger. I serve Zion Lutheran Church at Colombe, South Dakota, and also St. John's Lutheran Church at Brewster, Nebraska. I'd like to welcome you to this morning's installment of the Wells Area Radio Service. God's word that's before us today is found in the New Testament letter of James, the first chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. This is God's word. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, while attending a university in London, Mahatma Gandhi became almost convinced that the Christian religion was the one true supernatural religion in the world. Upon graduation and still seeking evidence that would make him a committed Christian, young Gandhi accepted employment in East Africa and for 7 months lived in the home of a family who were members of an evangelical Christian church. As soon as he discovered that fact, he decided that here would be the place to find the evidence he sought. But as the months passed and he saw the casualness of their attitude toward the cause of God, heard them complain when they were called upon to make sacrifice for the kingdom of God, and sensed their general religious apathy, Gandhi's interest turned to disappointment. He said in his heart, "No, it is not the one true supernatural religion I had hoped to find, a good religion, but just one more of the many religions in the world." Have you ever thought about what religion is? Have you ever thought about what it means to be religious? What does one have to do or be to be considered religious? Has anyone set up some standards or criteria to follow? Sure, there have been. The world sets up its standards for being religious, but God has set the one and only true standard, which we will look at this morning. God asks you and me the question, are you a religious person? James says, do not merely listen to the word. He brings up a command that is found throughout the Holy Scriptures. Jesus wants us to observe the third commandment by having a steady daily diet of God's word. The writer to the Hebrews tells us, let us not give up meeting together, as some have come into the habit of doing. Jesus wants us to come to church, hear his word, and worship him on a weekly basis. He wants us to continue to search the scriptures and learn more about him and his will. He desires that we search the scriptures outside the confines of the four walls of the church building. He wants parents to instruct their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. The Word of God at church and at home is the foundation of spiritual protection that God desires for us. That's why Jesus reminds us, "My sheep hear my voice and they know me." But Jesus not only wants us to hear his word, he wants us to believe all it says. Many times Christians such as you and me view God's word and its teaching in the way of a supermarket style of Christianity. We think that we can browse around the pages of the Holy Bible and pick and choose what we would like to believe or do. But don't forget some of the last words of our Savior. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. Jesus wants us to recognize that all of Scripture is his word, and he wants us to believe. Does he want us to approach him and believe in him blindly? Yes. Does he want us to believe whatever we hear without checking it out first in his word? No. Search the scriptures and check all you hear out with the Bible alone. The cry, "Boy Overboard," rang out on the quiet streets of a fishing village which lay at the mouth of a turbulent river. A crowd gathered to look for the boy. The strongest swimmer in the village tied a rope around his waist and, throwing the other end of the crowd, plunged into the river. A cheer went up when the swimmer reached the boy. "Pull in the rope," he shouted to the villagers over the swirling waters. The villagers looked at one another. "Who's holding the rope?" they asked. In their excitement, no one had taken the rope, and it was swallowed up by the water, as were the two people clinging to the end of it. When we forget or neglect the scriptures, we put ourselves in the perilous situation of this story. Do not listen merely to the word. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says, James encourages us. He tells us that putting what we learn from Scripture into practice is also important. He says that if we don't do what Scripture says, we're only deceiving ourselves. He says that it's just like going to the mirror in the morning, walking away and forgetting what we look like. He also tells us that that kind of religion is worthless. What happens when we hear the word of God and put it into practice? James says he will be blessed in what he does. Don't those words sound like Jesus' words? Blessed are they who hear the word of God and obey it. Many times we know what God says and how he wants us to act, and we are lukewarm about the idea or don't follow God's will at all. But Jesus tells us that his word and law is for our benefit. It's not busy work given just to inconvenience us. He gives it to us for our protection and to make us happy. That's why Jesus says, "Let your light shine before men that they might see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." When we hear and obey God's word, we give all glory and honor to God, and he blesses all who follow his will. But when we're sinners who fail much and often, how do we do what God says? First of all, Jesus tells us that if we're to do what he says, we have to know what he says. James gives us some examples of practicing our religion and our beliefs. Keep a tight rein on your tongue. Our mouths can often be the most dangerous and hurtful weapon we have. James tells us to watch closely what we say to people so that we might love them as the second table of the law commands, and so that we might be the loving Christian neighbors and protectors of reputation that God wants us to be. James also tells us to help the orphan, widow, and others who are less fortunate than we are. It's easy to look at our own needs and forget or put down the needs of others who need our help. It's part of our sinful nature to put our own needs first. But remember, James says, saving faith without works is dead. How can we be religious and practice our faith? Not of our own accord, that's for sure. That's why God in his word at home and at church assures us that our sins are completely forgiven through Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. Heaven is ours because Jesus has risen from the dead. We need to hear that precious, sacrificing, and never-ending love of our Savior as often as possible, because this is how Jesus inspires and motivates us to do what he says. I once met an intelligent Sikh from India and asked him about his religion. He replied, "I believe in one God, and I repeat my prayers called Japji every morning and evening. These prayers occupy 6 pages of print, but I can get through them in little more than 10 minutes. He seemed to pride himself on this rapid recitation as a work of increased merit. I said, "What else does your religion require of you?" He replied, "I have made one pilgrimage to a holy well near Amritsar. 85 steps lead down to it. I descended and bathed in the sacred pool. Then I ascended one step and repeated my Japji in about 10 minutes. Then I descended again to the pool and bathed again and ascended to the second step and repeated my Japji a second time. Then I descended a third time and bathed a third time and ascended to the third step and repeated my Japji again, and so on for the rest of the 85 steps. It took me 14 hours. I hope I have laid up a great store of merit which will last me for a long time. The world may consider this man religious, but God does not. Being religious is knowing you're saved by Jesus Christ, hearing his word, and doing what he says. The Cheyenne Indians of our area were upright and moral people. They cared for their children and didn't spoil them. They helped others and those who were in need. They didn't have foul words in their language. They were good people, but not godly people. They were spiritual people, but not religious according to God's definition. Be a religious Christian. Faithfully hear and learn God's word. And motivated by the precious gospel of salvation, do what it says. When you do, you will be blessed in everything you do. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to today's installment of the Wells Area Radio Service. Please tune in next Sunday as we again continue our celebration of the Easter season. Don't forget about our morning devotions every single day, Monday through Friday, 10:50 a.m. on this radio channel. God bless you and have a wonderful week.